This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, that was Billy Joel with River of Dreams. This is the evening edition. Lynn and Uma with you. I guess the next big story is probably the biggest story of the day. Malaysia has filed criminal charges against Joe Lo. And his father, I believe, over money allegedly stolen from 1MDB.
In absentia.
In absentia.
Yeah, so it's not as if we've gotten the man and finally brought him back here. But also more than that, there have been a lot of developments around the equanimity. It feels like only yesterday that it sailed into our port and graced us all with its presence. But now what's happening is that the Admiralty Court has allowed the government and 1MDB to sell equanimity. And there was a bit of a tussle over that as well.
Correct. So essentially, 1MDB and the government had applied for a quick sale of equanimity because they claimed that they wanted to avoid any further depreciation, right? Over the last few weeks, couple of weeks since equanimity sailed to the port, there have been lots of reports from Joe Lo's spokespeople as well as his lawyers claiming that, well, you know, the government has acquired the ship illegally. There's no proof that Joe Lo actually bought the ship using 1MDB money or that he's even the owner of the ship. Then, of course, our government authorities, Mahathir's side, has come out and said, well, you know, the US government has said that we can take the ship. And it's just been a back and forth.
You know what I found most interesting about this? So two big realizations. One is, no matter how rich I may ever hypothetically get, I do not want a yacht.
Because of all the kind of fringe costs that come with it as well, right?
Isn't it insane that in just a week or a month or whatever, it could depreciate, you know, my current life savings? It's just something that I can't get my head around. And the other thing was, yeah, I didn't realize that buying a yacht or owning one would also mean having to take care of the people on it.
Correct.
The food that you supply it
with. Package deal.
Right. It's just everything.
It comes with a crew.
Isn't that, I mean, and the idea that we now have to deal with that, that's a whole other thing.
Correct, because it's a super yacht. It's a super luxurious yacht, right? And I'm sure you've seen the photos. The photos were doing the rounds on WhatsApp and the internet. And I don't know what's accurate and what's not with those photos. I don't know what's been verified. But the photos I've seen, it looks incredibly luxurious. And think of a super yacht as maintaining a house. And a house of that size and of that luxury requires an entire workforce to run it.
And you know what? If you were maintaining a house by the sea, you would know that there are 1,000 things you need to worry about, and much less a house that is on the sea and that you really need to maintain, or it will kill you.
No, I think it will. And so the equanimity saga, if you will, is quite an interesting part or element of it. When the DOJ first made their claims and allegations against 1MDB, against what they were investigating, they were talking about pieces of art, they were talking about apartments in New York City and London, they were talking about Monets, jewelry, none of which we could actually see or, you know, experience. The equanimity is probably the closest to home. It's right next to us.
This Strangely.
Is the first time, yes. So this is the first time that we've actually seen one of the products, allegedly, of 1MDB's stolen funds.
And what a product to see. I mean, if there were one thing that really brought home the enormity of it, it would be something that everyone can say with a straight face is a super yacht.
Yes, exactly. And I think that's been the biggest disconnect over these 3 or 4 years, right, is that we've been throwing around numbers, 2.6 billion here, you know, 40 billion there. And for most of us, it is absolutely impossible to fathom what that means. We may know it's a 42 with this many zeros behind it, with 9 zeros behind it.
That mean? All you can imagine is sort of throwing a bunch of money on a bed and rolling around and imagining that that's how any amount with a billion after it feels like.
Exactly. And I think when you see this yacht, when you see this super yacht, when you see these photos, that brings it closest to home. We have on the line lawyer Jeremy Joseph, who is representing 1MDB in this case. Jeremy, thank you so much for joining us on the program. Tell us, what are the latest updates on the sale of the yacht?
Yes, the sale of the equanimity is actually basically what we call as a sale pendite lite. All right, pendite lite in Latin, it means a sale pending litigation or sale awaiting litigation. All right, so you know that we have filed a writ and we are seeking a declaration of ownership. All right, and pending the question of who the court decides is going to be the beneficial owner of the vessel. The principle here is that the vessel would be a wasting asset, and the longer it takes, because of the high maintenance cost, the longer it takes, it will eat into the value of the vessel and diminish its value. So in that sense, it is in the interest of all parties concerned, not just in the interest of us as the plaintiffs, but even the other party, if they decide to come in later, it's in the interest of all parties concerned to sell the vessel pending the litigation. So what happens is that the vessel will be sold, and the proceeds of the sale will be placed in court in an interest-bearing account. So once the court makes a determination of the owner, then the proceeds would be paid out to the owner after less all the expenses, the sheriff's expenses, and so on and so forth.
Right, so there's this long-running question about ownership and about verifying that ownership. And earlier in the month, it had been said that it may take up to 6 to 9 months to determine who owns the equanimity. What is that process like, and has there been any headway?
Okay, 6 to 9 months, if there is a serious contest on the question of ownership. So the reason for that is because normally it would take about 6 to 9 months for a trial to be fixed, you know. But if there is no trial, if this is a case where we will just enter a judgment in default of appearance, then the issue will be determined a lot sooner. So at the time when we said it was 6 to 9 months, it was on the assumption that it is if there is a trial. But of course, it will be a lot sooner if there is no contest. Now, keep in mind that at this time, no one has actually entered appearance or intervened as an interested party. There are no caveats also. So at the end of the day, the next step is for us to apply for a judgment in default.
Jeremy, headlines have been focused on the sale of the yacht, but from what we've read, it actually involves the sale of the vessel, bunkers, fuel, lubricants, all the other consumables on board, as well as arrangements for the payment and repatriation of its staff. I mean, surely that complicates the process of selling the yacht.
No, the vessel will be sold lock, stock and barrel. So that would include the bunkers and everything on board the vessel. But of course, the crew, you know, they are there until they are needed, you know. Their contracts are still going on at the moment. But once the vessel is sold, it is up to the new buyer whether they want to keep the crew or he wants to get his own crew. That's up to the new buyer.
And an unnamed spokesperson for Jolo has pointed out that a case concerning equanimity is pending in the U.S. courts. Now, would any complications arise from that?
No, I mean, apart from the comments we read about in the press, no one has actually come forward in the Malaysian proceedings. So in that sense, there is no response. I mean, what really matters is what's happening in the Malaysian court. Because this is where the vessel is. This is where the admiralty proceedings are taking place. The sale is taking place here. The determination of the ownership is taking place here. So what matters is what's happening here in Malaysia.
Now, there has been also a lot of talk about the deteriorating value of the equanimity. Can you take us through that? How is the value of the yacht being assessed? And how is it changing as time passes?
Okay, now, the value of the yacht, you know, just like you buy if you buy a car, the moment it goes out of the showroom, it already loses its value, all right? So this yacht is more than 4 years old, all right? It's fairly new, but not that new as well. So, but a yacht is exposed to various elements of the weather, the sea, and all of that. So in that sense, there will be some deterioration in terms of the yacht, but not to the extent where it is a very bad type of situation here. But there is generally accepted, I mean, it's only logical for us to understand that there will be some exposure and some deterioration. Now, what will happen next is that we already got the order for sale, and one of the things that we also have an order for is to appoint a suitable appraiser or a valuer to put a value on the yacht. No doubt this will be done in a transparent way. We will consider appraisers who have experience in valuing super yachts or mega yachts. So they will set the valuation first. And then the idea is to sell the vessel for a price that is above the valuation or about the valuation price. So that's the process of the appraising or the valuing of the yacht. But after that, we will also be talking to yacht brokers, you know, professional yacht brokers who are familiar with the market, and they would have access to the buyers. I mean, you're talking about a very niche market here. It's only those who can afford, you're talking about billionaires, only those who can afford to buy this type of yachts would be interested.
And how long do you think this process is going to take?
We are quite optimistic, so we think that it will take about two months or 3 months.
All right. And why is it important or significant that the sale be conducted through open tender or private treaty?
Yeah, basically what it means is that it will be an open tender in a sense that there will be an advertisement. People will respond to the advertisement, those who are interested. And it will be sent through, the tenders will be sent through a sealed envelope to the sheriff. And the sheriff will set a day in which he will open that envelope, and then he will see which is the highest bidder. So it will go directly to the sheriff in that sense, and he will open the envelopes and determine which is the highest price.
Okay, so can you explain the role and function of the Admiralty Court generally and also in this specific case?
Okay, the Admiralty Court was actually set up in 2010 as a specialist court, all right? To hear maritime-related disputes. So it hears various types of maritime cases. So it is very useful for maritime disputes or maritime cases. So they will hear, so the court itself is located in Kuala Lumpur. It has a specialist judge which will hear admiralty cases. And it has quite a wide array of different types of maritime cases that it hears. And one of the type of cases that it hears would be admiralty type of matters, which would involve disputes such as this ownership of the vessel and collisions and salvage and various types of maritime related disputes. So, so in that sense, the Admiralty Court is the High Court. Basically, it's part of the High Court, and so whatever decision is made, it is pretty much the High Court making it.
So, Jeremy, what's the next immediate step?
The next step, the most immediate step is for us to get the vessel valued, and maybe we may carry out a condition survey as well, just to make sure that we have a thorough, full-blown survey. So because this would be something that buyers would probably expect as well.
Thank you very much for all of that information, Jeremy. That was Jeremy Joseph, lawyer representing 1MDB. Hey, you know what's crazy? This is a case, I guess. We don't often talk about maritime cases, I suppose, on the media, especially involving one of this scale. And there's so much new information, especially involving the Admiralty Court. I mean, I know more about super yachts now than I've ever wondered in my entire life.
And yet I'm really happy with all this, with this download of knowledge, I have to say. It's quite fascinating.
It is, very, yeah. Very. We've got Victor on the line. Hey, Victor, thank you so much for calling. So what do you say, La, about this super yacht?
Hi, good evening, Lynn and Uma.
Good evening.
Hi. I just wonder this: how much is the value of equanimity going to be reduced because of its association with 1MDB. I think we all know this is a very niche market. The purchaser, the potential purchaser of this yacht, they have all the choices in the world. I mean, they can tailor-make, they can this special order one for themselves.
But this one got special scandal, Victor. I mean, surely that counts for something like celebrity value.
Yeah, but in a bad way. So, if I am not, definitely, but if I were rich enough to buy this kind of yacht, I definitely would ask for at least 70% discount to even consider this. Why should I be associated with a scandal?
I see where you're coming from. I see where you're coming from, Victor, because it was my first thought as well that I would definitely use it as a bargaining chip. And I'm no bargainer, but I think that that's a pretty big chip to play.
Yes, me too.
Well, thank you very much for your call, Victor. This is where we differ, Lynn. I'm just like, collector's item. This was involved in the 1MDB case.
You were, what's the saying? A sucker born, when was it? Every minute?
Every minute? Yeah, that's the one. Exactly. We've got more music coming your way. Marlena Shaw, California Soul on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.